friends, and welcome to the CU Insight Network podcast. My name is Lauren Kolb. I'm the president and CEO at CUinsight.com, and it's my job on the show to have conversations with the thought leaders who support the credit union community. Together, we get to talk about all the issues that affect credit unions and have a discussion on best practices to learn from one another and improve our industry together. My guest on today's show is Emily Leach. She is the VP of Community Accounts for the Mid-Atlantic region at Visa. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
I'm thrilled to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
I always like to start out these conversations the same way, which is that most of us did not grow up thinking that we would get to work with credit unions. In fact, I did not even know what a credit union was as a child, probably 18 or 19 before I learned. So what did you want to be growing up?
I wanted to be a chef growing up. I'm a big ingredient person. I like a recipe. So for me, that was really an enjoyment for me as a child, was baking specifically and having those measured ingredients, you know, to build a cake or brownies on a weekend. So I absolutely love that. And then fun fact, as I got older and kind of talked with my parents about how they met, my parents actually met at a credit union. So my personal story begins with credit unions. So my dad was an electrician by trade for a local union here in the state of Delaware. My mom worked in the credit union office and did membership paperwork. My dad went in to get a loan into the credit union and met my mom behind the desk. And the connection was there. They hit it off. And 45 years later, they're still married and I'm here. So it's a full circle story and moment for me. And I think part of why it resonates so well that I'm here in the community space and it feels like I'm right at home.
It is a credit union love story. So credit unions are like in your blood.
So true.
What an amazing story. I've not heard that before. So I love that.
Me too. It's amazing.
So good. Amazing. So then tell me what the journey was like to your current role now as the VP of Community Accounts for the Mid-Atlantic region at Visa.
Yeah. So after college, I actually jumped into the banking industry here in Delaware. I think many people are familiar with the fact that Delaware is the banking capital of the United States. And so coming out of my time at Bank of America, it was a natural connection for me to join Visa. I interviewed for the community account executive role that I am helping to lead the team for today. Celeste Schwitters, our head of community accounts, actually hired me 8 years ago. So it's a full circle moment to be back here leading the Mid-Atlantic region. It's been a wild journey for the last 8 years for me. I have navigated and flowed through and taken a varied path across the community space and then into our operations side of the house. Of course, then I had a stint as chief of staff for our CEO, which was an amazing opportunity. And then full circle returned back to community, knowing that I really wanted to be focused and dedicated to the clients. And the community space is my home and where I should be. So definitely have taken more of a lattice approach in my time. I've kind of had different roles where I've been able to gather different skill sets and expand my knowledge. That was a big driver for me in moving to different roles across Visa. And so it's been really exciting and fun.
I love it. That is such a great story, great journey. Tell us a little bit more about Visa and Visa community specifically. And I'll say, I imagine just about everyone in credit unions, if not everyone in the world, knows who Visa is. But what sets you apart for credit unions? Where does Visa really add value for the industry?
So one thing that I love about Visa community, particularly in the last couple of years under Celeste's leadership, has been that we have really taken a very dedicated, targeted approach. We completely revamped our strategy in the last couple of years, where historically we have not either had capacity or headcount to service 5,500 community issuers across the United States in a way that we truly believe that we should have been delivering and serving as a partner. And so Celeste has really taken a very strong, pointed approach to revamp our strategy. So we now have 8 regions across the United States where the regional vice president and the account executives live in the regions that they are serving. And so that has really been a resounding success for us. It's resonated wonderfully with both the account executives as well as our credit union partners. because it gives us time to get to know our clients on a stronger level. So that's been a key thing and a key change for us in the last eight years when I was an account executive starting my time at Visa. The other thing that I would say is we have really taken time to customize and enhance our Visa products and services and some of the solutions that we offer to our credit union partners. Historically, the Visa products and services that we offered were historically built for all financial institutions on Visa. And so oftentimes they were tailored more towards the larger financial institutions. And so over the last couple of years, we've worked very close with our product teams to customize and solution our products and services specifically for community credit unions. And so that has been a key change for us. And we continue to deliver on that commitment. So those are the changes will come through, you know, in phases, but we've really made some nice strides in the last couple of years to customize our solutions.
I always love to hear about the ways that credit unions can get things that are built just for credit unions and like built just for that, the issues that they might have that are really unique. So that's so cool to hear about. We know too that Visa recently published research on the future of payments with 10 key priorities for 2024. Can you share with us an overview of what credit union leaders need to know from that report and where payments are going?
I'll say the key theme from that report is continued focus on our members. So some of the key themes in the future of payments report focused on, obviously, artificial intelligence is a hot topic. Data being that we are Visa, we have a ton of data available at our fingertips. But then the future of the member experience and how do we market and digitize the experience to keep our current member base, but also attract newer, maybe younger generations of members. And then we've also have a key theme that really resonates well with me around excellence through execution. And that ties back to your last question around customization of our products and solutions and how do we be a true partner, but making sure that we are delivering together for operational excellence so that there are no hiccups in the member experience.
It's so great to hear about some of the key things that credit unions are going to need to be aware of for payments. And another thing I wanted to ask you about too, there is something I've heard about that Visa does that's really exciting. And we're recording this episode, just so everyone knows, we're recording this episode the week after the Super Bowl. So football is probably still on many people's minds. Which leads me into the question, I have heard that Visa has a program called Financial Football. It sounds really cool. Can you tell me more about it and how it supports financial education?
I absolutely love the Financial Football program. So I'll start with the history of Visa in financial education as a whole. So we have been a key leader for financial education for over 35 years. We have a core curriculum known as Practical Money Skills. And it designs curriculum for children ages K through 12, but then we've also advanced into the adult curriculum segment as well, where we're providing courses, training, some collateral for our credit union members to leverage and use within their websites or financial education curriculums as well to really target and define financial education as a whole and financial wellness. The Financial Football program came forward in the last few years with our partnership with the NFL. And so through that program, we have designed and gamified the Practical Money Skills curriculum into a fun game and experience where students or members at large in the community, they can participate in the game where they can actively work through and participate in the game as if they were a football player. And we pit one NFL team against another NFL team. And you advance through and score points based on successfully completing the questions from the curriculum. So it has been a wonderful partnership both with the NFL as well with many of our credit union partners, as well as the community partners that we're looking to engage with as well, to make the education and the curriculum fun and energizing and really, you know, connect with the key fan base for football.
That program aligns so well with the focus in the credit union industry of financial wellness, financial education, and what a fun way to gamify it too, because I think that's been a challenge as, you know, financial education, it sounds kind of boring. How do you make it really interesting and really fun?
One additional point that I'll make is we are actively revamping that curriculum, including the financial football program now. So we're bringing it forward through APIs. We're enhancing the websites. So we are eager and excited to launch that mid-year of 24. And we would love to talk with our credit union partners about how they can leverage it. It's all free at no cost for them to put on their websites or in their apps to encourage and connect with their credit union members. So more to come.
Very exciting. Well, we'll also link out to that in the show notes here. So if anybody's interested, we'll link out to the page for that. I have also heard a lot about Visa in the industry, the commitment that Visa has to credit unions, but also to local communities. And you mentioned the different regions that Visa community is split up into. Of course, credit unions, it's really near and dear to their hearts to be involved in their local communities. So tell us a little bit about why community engagement matters for Visa and how you've been able to give back. I know you're based in Delaware, how you've been able to give back to your local community there in Wilmington.
Yeah, it's been a really powerful and impactful change that we've made in the last few years. We've always been committed to our communities. However, we really never connected our strategy as account executives with the social impact strategy that we have at Visa. So we're now combining the two strategies together to execute in the local communities. So in the last couple of years, we've really taken a lot of attention and focus to connect at that deeper level. Being that we are all local and living in the communities that we're serving, we know the community base, we know the members for our credit union partners. We know what's on their mind and what matters to them. So for me in 23, the area of focus was around brand awareness. Here in Delaware, it makes sense that Visa is here because there are many banks that are headquartered here. However, across the state and across the Mid-Atlantic as well, many of our credit union partners and our community partners did not know that Visa was here locally. We don't have signs in the skyline, and we hadn't actively been out promoting the Visa brand. And so for me in 23, it was really focused around brand awareness that we are here and committed to our credit union partners here in the state of Delaware, but also to the organizations that will help continue the success of credit unions. So we've done a lot to partner with local organizations beyond the brand awareness phase. For example, tying to the financial education question that you just asked, we partnered in 2023 with an organization called Read Aloud Delaware that is focused on improving reading skills for young children. And so we believe that it's the perfect partnership because financial literacy starts with literacy. And so we've been able to weave in and do volunteering and sponsorship for Read Aloud Delaware to continue to advance reading skills in the state of Delaware. But then it's also the natural path into the financial education components that we offer at our local schools. And then we've done some other partnerships as well across the arts community here in the state of Delaware. You know, we're partnering with organizations like Freeman Arts Pavilion that hosts concerts, but also then does arts programs across our local schools and communities. And they're 100% digital organization. So it's been a nice partnership for us to then tie in the payments aspect into the experience that our children and families are having when they visit the Freeman Arts Pavilion for a concert. So those are just a couple of examples of where we've really tried to connect and deliver a true impact in the local community. And then the last comment that I would make is we've really focused in the last couple of years of asking our credit union partners across the regions what matters most to them, what matters most to their members. Are there local organizations that they would like us to donate to, participate and volunteer with? And so that has been hugely impactful as well. We've been able to marry up our partnership with our credit unions as well.
There are so many great ways that that aligns with what credit unions are, you know, focused on in terms of giving back to their community. As we look to the future, what is Visa's focus or Visa Community's focus for the road ahead? Where do you go from here?
So for me, the regional strategy is really working and the dedicated local support is resonating across the board. So continuing to deliver on that, continuing to make sure that our credit unions know that we are here, we are local, and we're dedicated support for them. We continue to expand the account executive team across the 8 regions. So we've added a ton of headcount. We continue to look at that model as well to make sure that we continue to streamline the territories that our account executives are servicing so that they can be on site and in the local communities on a more frequent basis. So for us, the future is really just continuing to deliver on that strategy and staying committed to the community segment and enhance and customize the solutions that we're offering. It's been a tremendous change and course of direction for us in the last couple of years that we've continued to see an impact on. So the goal for us is just to remain committed and be here and help accelerate the growth of our credit union programs.
We'll link out to the Visa Community page as well in the show notes here. So anybody who wants to learn more about the great work that they do can find that right in the show notes. Emily, as we wrap up the show, I always like to have some fun with rapid fire questions to let our listeners get to know you a little better. We'll say the questions are rapid, but your answers don't have to be. So if you're ready, I'll dive in.
Let's do it.
First question, who is someone in your life that was a great leader and what makes them so great?
I always go back to the parents, of course. My dad, for example, has always been a very curious person. He's a voracious reader. But the other key component for him that has been a key driver for my success is that he's always been a risk taker. And so that for me, especially as I advanced through adulthood and really got out of my 20s, I'd say, I got more confident in my ability to take risks and make some moves that have been a huge success for me and my career and also personal growth. So my dad.
That is a great answer. All right. If you're going to splurge on something, say that you want to treat yourself, what is something you might invest a little bit in, time or resources?
I'm a big skincare junkie and I love a good massage. So self-care is my focus for 2024. So that's where I'm spending my money.
That sounds nice. I might jump on that bandwagon. All right. Random question. If you travel for work, which I know most of us do, what is the city that you're the most excited to visit, whether it's for a client visit or going to a conference?
So I have two. I couldn't pick one. I have my cowboy boots packed for the PSCU conference in San Antonio coming up in April. And then I'm really looking forward to a lobster roll for the World Credit Union Council conference in Boston this summer.
Those are both amazing events and I hope to see you there. All right. Next question for you. What is a book that you think just everybody should read?
So this book came to me in the last 5 years or so through Instagram. This is for the ladies specifically. Could be for the men too, but I think the audience is more tailored to the ladies. It's called The Most Powerful Woman in the Room is You by Lydia Finney. She is an auctioneer for Christie's and her personal story, but her advice on how she advanced her career at Christie's, but then also she talks about the imposter syndrome and how to maintain success, but also shift gears and switch from that ladder approach to more of a lattice style approach for career development. So her advice within the book is fantastic. And very humble, but funny. It's sarcastic. So it's a great opportunity to it was a great moment for me to reevaluate what it means to be in conference rooms or boardrooms. Sometimes as the only female in the room and how to use my voice and find my voice in those moments.
I have read that book and I will add a plus one. That is an amazing book. And we're going to link to that here in the show notes as well. All right, Emily, what has been your best hack for creating balance and integration between your work life and what I always call your life life?
So I have two thoughts. My first is I calendar everything. Mm. I have to plan both personal and professional. My work life is scheduled down to the minute most weeks. So that is perfect, but I needed to find that balance by integrating in the personal life side of things on my calendar. So I calendar everything, whether it's workouts, times with girlfriends, you know, whatnot, it's on the calendar. And then friendly workout competitions as well as keeping me motivated on the workout side of the house too.
I like it. All right. Well, we're going to link to everything we talked about today in the show notes. But my last question for you is, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share or any final asks of our listeners today?
My parting thought is that there are so many great credit unions and community partners across the US that we are eager to engage with. We're here. We're excited to partner. If you do not know your account executive at Visa, if you do not know the Visa team as a whole, we can make those connections for you. But we're here to partner. We're here and we're dedicated not only to the community space, but credit unions as well. So find us, talk to us at conferences. Let's connect.
We'll put Emily's contact information in the show notes as well. So if anyone's interested in Visa community, financial football, all the things we talked about today, that amazing book, they will all be right there in the show notes. Emily, thank you so much for being on the show today. So great to catch up.
It's so great to see you.
Well, stay well. And thanks to all of our listeners today for tuning into the CU Insight Network podcast. And we will be back again next time.